Life Builders Initiative about?
The full meaning is Life Builders Initiative for Education and Societal Integration. Basically, it is a platform to engage the poor, the less privileged, the IDPs with education. So the aim basically is to engage them so that we can draw out the best out of them and give them a life and a livelihood so that they can grow up to become a responsible adult. We work with children and young adults and women.
Tell us about the School Without Walls program.
Yeah, the School Without Walls, as we call it, is the flagship program of the Life Builders. Okay. The School Without Walls is our regular 9-to-1 school. It takes care of children and young adults between the ages of 5 and 18. We run from nursery 1, nursery 2, up onto primary 6. What is unique about the School Without Walls is that, like the name says, School Without Walls, it is a school that does not have any limitation. That's why we have a 13-year-old, 14-year-old coming into the school for the first time and having to start from nursery 2 and having to climb all the way to primary 6. We run what you call the accelerated learning syllabus, where it allows a compression of the school system. And then we do a lot of other things in the school that we use the model we call the LBI model.
What gave birth to this initiative?
Yeah, basically, my family and I have been worried about the out-of-school children problem in Nigeria for quite a long time. I would like to say that we saw it coming. From year 2000, we have been doing one kind of intervention or the other to engage and to help children who are out of school or were threatened to be out of school then to be in school. However, in 2013, precisely, my wife and I were out on evangelism, and then we met some people in the bush. We engaged them, then we saw a lot of children playing around, and then I asked them the welfare of the children, and it was a Tuesday morning. We were there on Saturday. I returned the visit on Tuesday morning, and then I asked them, how come your children are so many outside, not in school? And they said they were not in school. I was bothered, and so my wife and I started going there to spend some time with them. There were 6 initially, then from 6 they became 30. From 30 they went to like 80, 90, 120. And the number just keep expanding. And then we didn't have much choice other than to just start a school. And that was how we started School Without Walls back then in January of 2014.
So what makes this School Without Walls different from every other normal school that already exists?
School Without Walls basically is not designed to be like a normal school. One, it is a school without walls. Like I said, we are neither a government school, because when you talk about schools, schools are either government school, private school, or public school, or Anglican school, or Catholic school, or Muslim school. Or schools have something at the back of it. But School Without Walls has nothing at the back of it. We are neither Muslim, nor Anglican, nor Christian. We are not a religious school, number one. Number two, the School Without Walls is the only school that runs the LBI model currently in Nigeria. What does LBI model mean? LBI model is a model that takes a child from the road. We are not particular about your uniform. We are not particular about anything. All we're just interested in, basically, is to ensure that the child has education. And then we also identify the things that hinders a child's education, and one of which is health. So the LBI model provides health facilities for the children. We are also concerned about the other things that makes a child not to come to school, which is what the parent would have wanted the child to do. So the LBI model provides skill acquisition. So LBI model brings a lot of things to play, but it is targeted at returning children that were either not in school, to attract them to school and to keep them in school. Somebody once said that we Montessori. I said we are not Montessori, we are LBI.
So sir, from what you're saying, the children don't wear uniforms, they're not tied to, we have to wear a uniform.
No,
so anything the child has, you wear and come to school?
We provide uniforms for them.
Okay.
We provide uniforms for them, but it's not compulsory. Some of them have uniform, and then because they're so poor, the uniform is their Christmas dress. So they keep the uniform at home and wear what they have. Some of them have only one uniform, so when it's dirty, they wear uniform, but the uniform is not, like if you come to the school, there are 4 types of uniforms there, so you can't call it a uniform again. So in the sense that there is one that we sew, and there is one that some schools came and donate for us. So we still wear it. So primary, you'll find primary 1, 2 wearing one uniform for a particular school. Primary 3, 4, 5 wearing our own to suit for them. Primary 6 wearing another uniform that is donated by another school. So, but the focus is not on uniform. The focus is not on standards. Three things we focus on: comradeship, that the children love each other and they are happy. 2, every child that comes to school eats. 3, every child that comes to school is healthy. So if he's sick, there's a doctor to take care of you. And then 4, and finally, every child learns in class. We employ only the qualified teachers from NC. There's nobody in our school system that does not have an NC. They are committed, they are dedicated. We spend a lot of attention to get them to be the best. Our children have done very well in several competitions that they have competed with some other schools in several places.
So, sir, what's the criteria of getting into the school?
Just walking. The criteria is you just walking. Like, that's why it's called school that walk. The school is so interesting that a Fulani child that is walking about, a nomad, can come to the school and then keep his cow outside, come inside class, be part of the school, and follow the cow, and you won't see him again until 1 week. After 1 week, he comes back, he still sits down in the class, continues the school. The only thing is that when they have to go for a longer period, we give them assignment, and by the time they come back, and then over time, we find out they love the school, and so they read at home, cultivated the habit of reading. And then when they come, eventually, some of them come back, and it's quite interesting now, though, that in the school, all our children are exposed to e-learning. So they all know how to use computer. And so you can come back to school and come and self-learn in the computer lab and catch up with your mates with what they have done from following your cow. So we have some Fulani boys that follow cow. We have all kinds of people that are there. You don't need to bring money. You don't need to pay anything. You don't need to do anything.
So they are not paying school fees?
Oh, they are not paying a dime. They eat free food. They get uniform free. They get sandals free. Everything is completely free. Health free. Everything is free.
So what is the biggest success story recorded so far?
Every child there is a success story as far as I'm concerned. But for me, the joy is to see children who were hopeless and helpless finding fulfillment with their life. For me, my joy is to see some of them who were in our school 6 years ago or who graduated 4 years ago, who came into school at the age of 18. Of course, they couldn't go further, but because they were there, they were able to speak English and to learn numeracy. And now they open shops, shoemaking shop, a hairdressing shop, consequent upon the training that they have received while they were in school. For me, some of our first set of children are in SS3 now. They're preparing for WAEC in secondary school, in a government school. So that's where it's difficult for me to be able to say this is my particular success story. But I can tell you about 1,620 students have passed through the school. Currently, we have a student population of about 600 and maybe 600. I can't really say a particular number, but 605, 620, because what I can say is that you are free not to come until when you are ready. But on our register, we have about 670. But averagely, about 620, 630 comes to school every day. Some of them will come back and repeat if you didn't satisfy the condition to be promoted. If you didn't do well, you repeat. But if you do well, you move forward.
So, sir, what about the challenges faced so far? Are there any challenges faced so far?
The challenges come, but we solve them. What I'm saying that is that, bearing in mind that we have to provide a meal every day for every child on the program. We have to pay teachers. We have about 22 teachers teaching these children. We have to maintain our facilities. Even when the chairman of basic education of the House of Assembly came, he was amazed to see that all our children have a chair to sit on. Our classrooms are well arranged. And so they were all amazed that even for a school that is not enjoying any government patronage, we are able to do that. We have a very clean environment. So all this costs money. And so if you ask me what is the greatest help we would need, it would be that we would want Nigerians of goodwill from all places to just come in and be part of what we do. We have enjoyed some measure of support, like Buback Kitchen. They assist us in food. Sometimes they send oil. It's awesome. And then we have a 3J's Hotel, Lotus Center. Who built Lotus Center, the Skill Acquisition Center. We have a couple of corporate people that come here and there, and then they do something. I can mention their name because they have done something tangible and they have sustained it. But in between, we have a lot of people that come in between. just come and say, okay, I'm going to take responsibility of the cooking for today, and then they provide a meal for the children for one day, and then some other persons come and bring one bag of rice, one cup of whatever it is. We just bring it, we keep it in the store, and whatever it is left, the board of trustees augment it, because the bulk of the finances has been done by the board of trustees. So the board of trustees augment whatever anybody brings and make sure that there's continuity in feeding, in schooling, and in payment of salary. But our model of funding has been to call on every Nigerian. We have different levels of partners. We have the one we call education partners, who gives 1,000 every month. We have school partners who give 10,000 every month. Then we have corporate partners. We have sponsor a child. It costs about 40,000 to keep a child in school for 1 year on our program. So we have about 10, 15 children that are on such scholarship of some people who come into the school, and they say that, I like this girl, I like this boy, I like the sponsor. And so they pay their cost of tuition for the 3 times, which is about 40,000. So we costed it, and we say how much it costs. We said, okay, it costs about 40,000 to keep a child in school every year. And then so about 10 of them are on such scholarships.
So, sir, what do you hope to achieve in the next 5 years?
Well, in the next 5 years, I'm hoping and praying. We are also trying to work with the government and relevant stakeholders to see if we can expand the LBI model. Because with 13.8, 13.2, 13 point whatever million children out of school, that's huge. And that gives me a lot of concern. And that, for me, I cannot sleep with that number. So in the next 5 years, I'm hoping that we will be able to play an active role in getting the government to scale up the LBI model. Because we have found out that it is a model that has worked in the places where we have deployed it. So we are looking at working with the government to be able to adopt it and work with relevant education practitioners so that they can implement it in various parts of Nigeria to solve the out-of-school children problem, which is what we are aiming at solving. That's one thing. Then the second thing, for Kuchingoro and Area 1, which are the places where we are, I'm hoping that in the next 5 years, we will be able to have developed enough partnership such that the school will run without the Board of Trustees bearing 90% of the cost of running the system. So once that has happened, it will be our delight to move to another location. So in 5 years, I'm hoping that we would have raised enough awareness and got enough people to own the LBI in Kuchingoro and Area 1. So once we're able to do that, we'll be very most delighted to move our money, our funds, and our attention to another place and go and solve the out-of-school children problem there.
All right, so do you have any final words?
My final word is to appeal to all Nigerians to please come to the aid of the out-of-school children in all localities. Life Builders will be very willing and excited to share our experience with any Nigerian or a group of Nigerians that are interested in helping out in solving the out-of-school children problem in their locality. Education must be community-based. And so I'm expecting Nigerians of goodwill, people that God has blessed in small measure, in big measure, and politicians and whatever it is, to please think of how many children you can create an environment for them to be in school for. We'll be very willing to come and assist at pro bono. We don't ask for money to do that. We'll just be willing to assist in making sure that we solve the out-of-school children problem in this country. And that can happen if we take it pocket by pocket. If we take it in silos, let everybody solve the one in his backyard. Like we have been able to solve the one in Area 1 and Kuchingoro. Today, by the grace of God, when we got to Kuchingoro, there were 95% out-of-school children. When we got to Area 1, there were 98% of the children that were out of school. But today, if you go to those communities, hardly will you find up to 5% or 10% of children that are still roaming on the street. We have mopped them up. We have brought them into a space. We have groomed them. And they are all excited about school. They're excited about literacy and numeracy. They're excited about learning skills and being self-reliant. And that is the spirit. So my last word is that all Nigerians should get concerned. Join the train in solving the out-of-school children problem.
All right, sir. Thank you very much for your time. We appreciate your time. Thank you, sir.
My delight. Thank you so much.